listener Julia is trying to figure out if her boyfriend is being for real. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, I need a sanity check here.
Okay.
So I went on a date with this guy over the weekend. And during the date, he mentioned he had a sore throat.
Okay.
No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Next day, he texts me that now he's got a stuffy nose.
Okay.
Still normal human behavior.
Right.
We had plans to hang out again yesterday, but he canceled, saying that he wanted to stay home because he was coughing, congested, and had a fever of 98.6. 98.6. I literally said, isn't that a normal body temperature? And he goes, well, I usually run 97.7, so this feels high for me.
Okay.
So the date gets canceled.
Uh-huh.
Later that night, he texts me multiple times to let me know he's still sick and even sends me a picture of his medicine like it's proof of life.
Okay.
I politely ask if he wants me to bring him anything because I'm trying to be a nice person.
Sure.
He says no.
Okay.
But then adds that if he's still sick next weekend, he might ask me to bring him fruit.
Fruit?
Next weekend? Wow. WTH! I wanted to say something sarcastic so badly, but I bit my tongue because apparently he's, quote, sick.
Okay.
And society says you can't roast someone with a slightly elevated personal baseline temperature.
Society says.
Is it just me or is this kind of absurd?
Okay.
Am I being insensitive?
Mm.
Or is this man built like a small child who needs to be kept near fainting couches at all times? Please help. Thank you. This seems like much.
First of all, I agree
98.6 is not a fever. 99 is a low grade.
I would even say 99 is not. I would even say 99. I would
100
say
100
is probably like a low grade fever. Maybe a 99.7 is a low grade fever.
But even school standards, though, I think it's supposed to. If it's 99, that's considered a low grade fever.
Low grade fever.
But we're 98.6.
It sounds to me like he isn't comfortable with ghosting you, and so he's just kind of kicking the can down the road, maybe.
He's going to be sick for the rest of your interactions.
Either that, or you're learning a little bit about him, that he is a sickly person. Not in a bad way, but just like he feels things differently.
He leans into the sickness a little bit more. And he needs to take cover.
Either way, it kind of sounds like you're over it already.
Yes.
To me, just seeing what you wrote us.
I feel like already what you're learning about this person, it may not feel like you're compatible.
What fruit would help sickness?
Oranges.
Oh, oranges.
Vitamin
yeah.
C.
Which I just read, the proper way to find out if an orange is good is if you got to smell kind of the booty of the orange.
Smell the booty.
Yeah.
And is that like the little like dimple part?
Yeah, the nipple.
The nipple.
The booty of the orange.
Okay.
Anyways.
Okay. Well, Alex, from a medical professional, 100.4 is a fever. And he has a man flu.
I almost
every
spit
man
out my
acts
grape.
Like that, no matter their age. So we are dubbing the term man flu.
Listen,
there are opinions rolling.
Yeah,
in.
All right, we'll
there
get to it. Listen, opinions are great too. But if there are some people like Alex in the medical professional.
We do have a lot of medical professionals rolling in.
Claim to be medical professionals.
Face value.
We don't know. We can't verify. That's right.
We're trusting.
502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take some medical professional advice. If you want to voice text us so we can hear your professional diagnosis, that would be even better.
Brittany says, is his mom out of town or something?
Okay. All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take some of your stories on the way. Our BS detector is kind of going off with this group therapy.
Everybody's is.
On 99.7 DJX. Julia's man, who she went out on a date with, fell ill.
And it's been a little challenging setting a second date because he's had some obstacles thrown at him, like a 98.6 degree fever.
And says if he's still sick next weekend, he might ask Julia to bring him some fruit.
Yep.
All right.
So he's already planning for a week's time away, still being down with this sickness.
Before we get to all the medical professionals who've rolled in on our text line.
Uh-huh.
Okay. First, Elena. He has a sore throat, stuffy nose, and cough. Not feeling well for a date. Obviously coming down with a cold or flu. Geez, give that guy a break. Or you want him to cough and clean his nose and possibly get you sick too? That sounds inconsiderate and needy.
Okay. Jen says, devil's advocate. I have a friend who doesn't have a spleen. And when he gets sick, it's around for weeks. So Jen and Elena are on team, and this could be legit.
And kind of Olivia, too, says, as ridiculous as his sickness claim is, you obviously have no compassion for or trust in him.
Oh.
So just move on.
Okay. Well, then we have Nurse Angela.
Uh-huh.
This is a case of severe man cold. Run. Oh, my. Less than 100.4 isn't a fever, dear.
Oh, she deared him.
She deared him.
Andrew, the love doctor, calls our show all the time. This time, sent a voice text in. Hey there.
She needs to move on and move on quickly. He's either one, a coward. If he's ghosting her and this is the way that he does it, be a real man and just tell her that you're not interested. And or two, if not, he just wants somebody to take care of him.
Yeah.
Move on. Time to go. See ya. Keep on loving, guys.
Oh,
yeah. Sabrina. Pediatrician here. I have nothing to add to group therapy other than fever is 100.4 or higher. Low grade is just a normal fluctuation of body temp.
By the way, we did get a text from a listener who said, come on, Ben, you have a half a semester of pre-med. This is true.
That is true.
I did.
Thank you, Wu. yes.
So in my
professional expertise,
very limited medical expertise, it does sound like he is being a little overly dramatic. And probably isn't on death's door.
Sure. I get the whole, the stuffiness and the coughing and all the things. Like, that's legitimate in my book. It's the fact that he thinks 98.6 is a fever, I think, is probably the biggest thorn in the side for most of us.
Okay.
That makes us feel like he's being a little overly dramatic.
All right. I think we all kind of agree that there is some
manfluenza
at play here. Do we, and this is the consensus that I want to give right now, do we give him a little devil's advocate or do we just cut him loose?
Jackie says you can send him a fruit as a parting gift. He probably won't live long with that 98.6 degree
Well, Allie says it. If it is the man flu, just plan on his funeral. Men can be big babies when they get sick. No offense, Ben.
Are you feeling attacked?
No.
I was going to say, are you feeling attacked with all the accusations of the man fluenza and the man flu and the things?
I'm fine.
You good?
We're fine.
All right.
Do we give him a benefit of the doubt?
Do we?
Listen, here's what I think. This is what I think, Julia. You let it ride to next weekend. It is kind of this weekend. Yeah.
Yes, we're entertaining. We're being entertained right now. We're going to need for you to hang out at least to try to see if he can make it to next weekend.
Can
he survive until the weekend? And then let us know how he's doing. If he looks like he's starting to bounce back or if he's calling in for the fruit.
Like I know everybody's saying dump him, send him on his way, but I almost kind of want you to just humor it.
Taylor is
unless you've
giving
got someone
credit for having a thermometer to take his temperature. I mean, that's a step above a lot of single guys, right? Do they even think to have a thermometer in the house?
Probably not.
Okay.
I mean, unless you've got another guy waiting in the wings knocking on your door,
investigate more.
Yeah, maybe just another week or two.
I think this is foreshadowing, though. Like,
probably.
If she were to ride off into the sunset with this one, she's probably in for a lifetime of being his mother.
All right.
When it comes to taking care of him when he gets the sniffles.
Writing's on the wall with this one.
Maybe.
However, maybe just ride it out through the weekend, see
just
how he does.
For our case.
I'd love to. So can we check in with you on Monday?
We're going to need a wellness check on him. We're going to need a wellness check.
Yeah, let's check in with you next week. Can we check in with you next week?
Just hang out. Just hang out and just, you know, because you don't want to leave him hanging in his darkest hour, Julia.
Right, exactly.
We need for you to be all his right. nursemaid just for long enough to long see if enough. He survives until next weekend.
Yes, give us. We want an update for this on next week.
Maybe have a fruit basket ready with some like fruit baskets are expensive.
How about just maybe an orange?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just an orange. And a little some vitamin C.
And vitamin C and a little care package. That would be nice. All right.
Yeah, that way you can ghost him with a nice little parting gift.
Okay.
And hopefully he'll survive.
All right.
I mean, it sounds like he needs some tools to survive in the form of
T's and P's for Julia's boyfriend.
Yeah.
All right. That is group therapy. We'll check in next week.
Andrew, the love doctor's going, no! Yeah.